Ron cast a curious look back at Dumbledore and Harry as he closed the door. Dumbledore crossed to one of the chairs by the fire. "Sit down, Harry," he said, and Harry sat, feeling unaccountably nervous. "First of all, Harry, I want to thank you," said Dumbledore, eyes twinkling again. "You must have shown me real loyalty down in the chamber. Nothing but that could have called Fawkes to you." He stroked the phoenix, which had fluttered down onto his knee. Harry grinned awkwardly as Dumbledore watched him. "And so you met Tom Riddle," said Dumbledore thoughtfully. "I imagine he was most interested in you." Suddenly, something that was nagging at Harry came tumbling out of his mouth. "Professor Dumbledore, Riddle said I'm like him. Strange likenesses, he said." "Did he now?" said Dumbledore, looking thoughtfully under his thick silver eyebrows at Harry. "And what do you think, Harry?"
"I don't think I'm like him," said Harry, more loudly than he'd intended. "I mean, I'm in Gryffindor. I'm—"
But he fell silent, a lurking doubt resurfacing in his mind.
"Professor," he started again after a moment, "the Sorting Hat told me I'd have done well in Slytherin. Everyone thought I was Slytherin's heir for a while, because I can speak Parseltongue."